भगवद गीता 2.8 नहि प्रपश्यामि मम अपनुद्यात् चोकमुच्चोषणमिन्द्रियाणाम् अवाप्य भूमावसप्तनम् रुद्धम् राज्यम् सुराणामपि चाधिपत्यम् नहि प्रपश्यामि. Arjuna is reinforcing the surrender that is expressed in the previous verse by stating that he doesn't see any alternative apart from Krishna. Nahi prapashyami. I am not able to see anything. So here, of course, seeing is used in a metaphysical sense to refer to unable to comprehend. Nahi prapashyami. Mama panudyad. Mama apanudyad. Actually, apanudyat is to counter, to drive away. Ye chokam uccho shanam indriyanam. Ye chokam, the shoka. Choka is a transformed form of, inflected form of shoka. Uccho shanam. So there is a rhyme over there. Choka and shoka. This is a figure of speech which is used in poetry to enhance the beauty of the poetry. Chokamuchoshanam indriyanam. So, the grief which is drying up my senses. So, earlier Arjuna has talked about, when he's describing the symptoms in 1.28 and 29, that he's talked about how my skin is burning. Hidanti mamagatrani mukham cha parishushyati. My mouth is drying up. Mukham cha parishushyate vipatuscha sharire me romaharsha chajayate gandivam sramsate hasta tokchaiva paridahiyate. Skin is burning. So essentially, grief is compared to a fire. It is compared in one sense to an inner storm and an inner fire. So inner storm is what is causing my limbs to quiver, my body to tremble, my bodily hair to stand up, and my gandiva to slip. And the inner fire is causing my throat to dry up, my skin to burn. And now he's saying, actually, my senses are all getting dried up. So now, fire is often used as a metaphor to refer to something that causes pain. Now, the drying up of the senses. Now, what do we mean by that actually? Again, it's poetic usage. It's not that all the senses are wet. You could say the mouth is wetted with saliva. But the wetness here refers to the fluidity, the capacity of function, capacity for functioning. So when the senses are dried up, whatever is dried up cannot flow, cannot function. So my senses are basically no longer able to function. Chokam uchoshanam indriyana. Senses are burning. By the inner heat of grief is burning up my senses, leaving me with not the capacity to do anything. Avapya bhuma. And this inner agony cannot be countered by outer possession. Now, inner tribulation cannot be mitigated by outer possession. So, he's saying outer possession, even if to the level of the gods. Avapya bhuma asaptanam riddham. So, avapya bhuma, if I achieve a kingdom, every profession has some landmark or some parameter, some standard by which success is determined. For a student, it is marks. For a batsman, it may be the cricket score. For a ruler, it is kingdom. How big is the kingdom that a kshatriya possesses? So he's saying that asaptanam, if I have a huge kingdom, and so one is how big is the kingdom, and second is how many rivals I have. So even if I have no rivals, asaptanam riddham, and not only are there no rivals, it's also a flourishing kingdom. So there's the largeness of the kingdom, there is the wealth of the kingdom, and there is a threat to the kingdom. All these determine whether a king will be successful, considered successful or not. So Rajyam Suranam. So even if I get the kingdom of the gods, that means the heavens. Apichadipatyam. So if I get the earth, that was mentioned Bhumau, and Suranam Rajyam, that refers to the heavenly kingdom. So he's saying that no matter how much I possess externally, my inner confusion, my inner tribulation is not going to go away. And therefore, I desperately need spiritual guidance. So often, you know, a wrong prescription, no matter how right it may be in its own place, still stays wrong. You know, if somebody has got pneumonia and the doctor prescribes something for some other disease, then that won't be cured. So not only do we need to have the right cure, but the cure has to be right in the sense that, you know, okay, for pneumonia itself there can be different cures, and some of them may be quack and some of them may be correct. So the right cure has to be there to cure the disease. But when the disease is present, there may be the doctor may prescribe a right cure for pneumonia, but if the person has got diabetes, the cure for pneumonia won't work. So similarly, Arjuna is saying that yes, for a kshatriya to fight and to expand the kingdom so as to expand the rule of dharma, that is a virtuous duty. But he is saying that is not going to solve my problem, because my problem is not external, it is internal. My inner confusion inner indecision, inner depression, it cannot be removed by outer gratification in terms of outer increased possession. So this is often the problem of people in this world. You know, we are all given certain definitions of success. Success means, oh, you have to get good marks in exams. Success means you have to get a high paying job. Success means you have to go to America. Success means you have to have a big house and all such things like that. And now, in one sense, there is nothing wrong per se with the career chart. It's not that we are meant to live miserably as failures in material life. But this, following this career chart, is not the solution to our inner emotional issues. Ultimately, all emotional issues arise from the disconnection of our emotions with Krishna. So unless that disconnection is resolved, unless we actually redirect our heart's central emotion towards Krishna, we are not going to find emotional enrichment and fulfillment, no matter what we do. So a material success is not going to be the counter for inner emptiness. Because inner emptiness comes because of a lack of a loving connection, a loving relationship. And that loving relationship we need not just with some other people in the world. Ultimately, we need a loving relationship with Krishna. So only when we have that relationship can we be lastingly satisfied. Can we become truly happy? So here Krishna is being, Arjuna is conveying to Krishna that no other solution is going to work for me. So the normal definition of success for Kshatriya: get a bigger kingdom, eliminate your rivals, and make your kingdom prosperous. That definition of success is not going to solve my problem. And therefore, I need a deeper, fuller understanding of life. It is in response to such a fervent existential query that Krishna reveals the wisdom of the Gita. So Arjuna says that no material success will work for me, therefore I need an understanding of the meaning and purpose of life. What is my dharma? The dharma is not, we should not think of dharma simplistically as this religion or for that matter just some religious codes which are given in some book. Yes, the scriptures do contain dharma, but then ultimately we have to live life in our modern day context, and how the dharmic codes will translate into our modern day context, that is something which is quite challenging to understand. And for that, we need to internalize the principles of dharma with the association of those devotees who are living the principles, and then we can apply, see how they can be applied for our and others' benefit. So Arjuna will ask this question, is asking this question, and Krishna will illumine him and through him illumine the whole world about how to counter and eliminate the existential crisis, the distress which success will not remove. Thank you.